And of course, it's time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Tuesday, Kim.
Happy Tuesday to you too, Sunny. And I understand you're beginning in the Egyptian capital today.
Kim, let's kick off in Cairo. That's where the Confederation of African Football, CAF, held the draw Tuesday for the mini-league phase of its two top club competitions, the Champions League and the Confederation Cup. First, the Champions League, Africa's richest club competition. Group A has two clubs from the Democratic Republic of Congo, while Group B has two teams from Tunisia. In Group A, Vita and TP Mazembe from the DRC are joined by Al-Hilal of Sudan and five-time champion Zamalek of Egypt. Meanwhile, Group B features four North African clubs. In addition to Esperance and CS Sfaxien from Tunisia, we have Al-Ali Benghazi of Libya and Antan Satif of Algeria. The Champions League mini-league matches will begin the weekend of May 16th, 17th, and 18th, and wrap up the weekend of August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Group winners and runners-up will advance to the semifinals. Now let's take a look at the Confederation Cup draw. Al-Ahli of Egypt, the 2013 Champions League winner, is drawn in Group B with Etoile Sahel of Tunisia, Siwe San Pedro of Ivory Coast, and Nkana FC of Zambia. Group A has AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville, ASEC Mimosas of Ivory Coast, AS Real Bamako of Mali, and Cotton Sport of Cameroon. The Confederation Cup mini-league matches will also begin the weekend of May 16th, 17th, and 18th, and wrap up the weekend of August 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. Once again, group winners and runners-up go through to the semifinals. Now, keep in mind, VOA football fans, the Confederation Cup is the only major African trophy that Al-Ahli of Egypt, winner of a record 8 CAF Champions League titles, has not lifted in its illustrious history. I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, www.facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
Joining us once again from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Soccerlicious greetings from Washington, David.
Thank you, Sunny.
David, Africa's big tournament in 2015 will take place in Morocco, the Africa Cup of Nations, and the African Football Confederation, CAF, recently held some meetings to discuss the tournament. How about some details, David, beginning with the first round draw?
Right, Sunny. Well, it took a long time for this draw to take place. 414 days, to be precise, since it was originally due to be held in Morocco. Then it was due to be held in South Africa. And finally, at the weekend in Cairo, the big moment arrived. And let's go through that first round draw. Liberia against Lesotho, Kenya against Comores, Madagascar against Uganda, Mauritania against Equatorial Guinea, Namibia faced Congo Brazzaville, Libya up against Rwanda, Burundi against Botswana, Central African Republic against Guinea-Bissau, Swaziland against Sierra Leone, Gambia against Seychelles, Sao Tome e Principe against Benin, Malawi against Chad, Tanzania against Zimbabwe, and Mozambique against South Sudan. And the first leg, Sonny, May 16, 17, and 18. And the return match is May 30, 31, and June 1st. So each country's got an option. They can choose to play on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Based on those pairings, David, how does the second round draw shape up for Morocco 2015?
Right, Sonny. We will then have Liberia or Lesotho against Kenya or Comoros. And I'll preempt you, Sonny, by making some predictions. I know you like to hang me out to dry in the hot African sun. Liberia, Lesotho, Kenya or Comoros. I'm going with the Harambe Stars of Kenya. I think it's going to be, Sonny, Liberia against Kenya. And, you know, Kenya long overdue an appearance at the African Nations Cup. So let's hope that they make the group stage this time. I think football in East Africa needs a big boost. We need to see an East African presence at the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. So I'll give a tentative nod there to Kenya. Then we got Madagascar or Uganda against Mauritania or Equatorial Guinea. Now, on a previous Sunny Side of Sport, I singled out Mauritania as a potential team to watch. I think they've got the beating of the Equatorial Guineans, but I'm not sure they've got the beating of Uganda. I think Uganda can beat both Madagascar and then probably Mauritania. So I'm going for another East African team, Uganda, to make the group stage. Then what I consider, Sonny, to be the real big one, it's Namibia or Congo-Brazzaville versus Libya or Rwanda. Now, among the teams that didn't make it automatically to the group stage, I singled out Libya, the winners of the 2014 African Nations Championship, and Congo-Brazzaville, always a combative side, as two of the strongest among the sides that had to go through this preliminary knockout qualifying phase. And now the, I won't call it luck of the draw, it's probably more the ill luck of the draw, probably going to pit the Congolese against the Libyans. I'll go with the Libyans, but I think it could be really close. The Congolese, the Red Devils from Central Africa, great cup fighters. Then we've got Burundi or Botswana against Central African Republic or Guinea-Bissau. Now, sad to say, Sonny, the problems in the Central African Republic continue, and at this stage, I think there's very little chance that they're going to be able to play their match at home, which is really sad. I think it's always disappointing when a team has to forfeit home advantage. And I also think Central African Republic playing in Bangui are a much more formidable side than one that has to play outside the country. In the previous World Cup qualifiers, they had to play one of the home matches against South Africa in Cameroon and another one against Ethiopia in Congo-Brazzaville. No news yet, but I think, Sonny, it's inevitable that they won't play at home. Nevertheless, I think the Central African Republic can get the better of Guinea-Bissau, and that would pit them against Burundi or Botswana, and I think there's a good chance that the Central African Republic can win that one as well, notwithstanding the fact that they will have to play their home matches on foreign soil. Next up, Sonny, we've got Swaziland or Sierra Leone against Gambia or Seychelles. I think it'll be between Sierra Leone and Gambia, and I'm going for Leone Stars. Sao Tome or Benin against Malawi or Chad. This one is difficult to call. My initial thoughts are it will be Benin or Malawi. That one is really tight. I know you're going to demand a prediction, Sonny. I'll go with Malawi, but that's a very tentative tip. And then another really big one, Tanzania or Zimbabwe against Mozambique or South Sudan. Now, South Sudan, they'll be making their debut in the Cup of Nations, but I fear they're not going to be strong enough to upset Mozambique. And then Tanzania or Zimbabwe, two ambitious sides that have been higher ranked in previous tournaments. Jeepers, this one is tough to call. I'll go with Zimbabwe to beat Tanzania and also to beat Mozambique. But I fear, Sonny, I'm not going to get 7 out of 7 with my predictions. If I get about 5 right, I think I'll have done well. Now, those second round matches, they're on the weekends of July 18 to 20, with the return matches on August 1 to 3. And the winners, Sonny, of those seven second round matches in the knockout phase, they go through to the group phase.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Monday night, the two-time defending champion Miami Heat cruised into the second round with a 109-98 victory over the host Charlotte Bobcats. Miami swept the best-of-seven-game series 4-0. Superstar LeBron James once again led the Heat with a game-high 31 points and 9 assists. LeBron gave his teammates a scare in the third quarter when he collided with Charlotte's Bismack Biyombo, the pride of Lubumbashi in the Democratic Republic of Congo. LeBron remained on the floor for more than a minute with a thigh injury, but he eventually got up and stayed in the game. In other NBA playoff results, in a Texas showdown, the San Antonio Spurs defeated the host Dallas Mavericks 93-89. This best-of-seven series is now tied at two games each. In another game, the Atlanta Hawks beat the host Indiana Pacers 107-97. The Hawks now lead this series 3-2. Finally, the sunny side of sports remembers Hall of Fame basketball coach Jack Ramsey, who died of cancer Monday at age 89. Nicknamed Dr. Jack, Ramsey led the Portland Trailblazers to the NBA title in 1977. Rest in peace, Dr. Jack Ramsey. I'm VOA's Sonny.